Is Ninsun correct in her theory that this is a battle of good against evil? Everything in the poem argues against it. As a matter of fact, the only evil we are informed of is the suffering Gilgamesh has inflicted on his own people. The only monster is Gilgamesh himself. If he has a real enemy, it is the selfishness that arises from his own restless heart. Uruk may be at peace now, but Gilgamesh isn't. The moral imbalance still exists. He is, as far as we are told, unable to acknowledge what he has done, unable to apologize or make amends to the young men and women he has been terrorizing. Whatever Gilgamesh's mother may say, the poet makes it impossible to see Humbaba as a threat to the security of Uruk, or as part of any axis of evil. Unlike Grendel in Beowulf, he is not seen as the enemy of God. There is no devil or negative metaphysical force in the poet's cosmology for him to be an instrument of. He hasn't harmed a single living being, as far as we know. If anything, our sympathies are with him. He may be ugly and terrifying, with his fire-spewing breath, thunderous voice, and nightmare faces, but to be terrifying is his job. He just stays where he is, minding his business and doing his duty, which is to take care of the cedar forest and keep humans out. "If anyone knows the rules of my forest," he says later to Enkidu, "it is you. You know that this is my place, and that I am the forest's guardian. Enlil put me here to terrify men, and I guard the forest as Enlil ordains." Like the pre-civilized Enkidu, Humbaba is a figure of balance and a defender of the ecosystem. Having a monster or two around to guard our national forests from corporate and other predators wouldn't be such a bad thing. I love how the poet has morally situated his poem so that as soon as we are tempted to take a position about good and evil, we realize that there is an opposite and equally valid position. This world, like ours, is not black and white. There is ultimately nowhere to stand, no side we can ultimately take and not cut ourselves off from the truth. Yes, Humbaba is a monster. Perhaps he is evil, as Ninsun says. Conceivably, he is even a threat to the city, though we are never told how. But it is at least as true that Humbaba has his appointed place in the divine order of things. He has specifically been commissioned to be monstrous by one of the great gods, because humans are not supposed to penetrate into the cedar forest and chop down its trees. If there must be a monster in the house, to paraphrase Wallace Stevens, let him be one who is just doing his job without malice. The problem with believing in evil monsters and an evil-hating god with a small or capital G is that it splits the universe down the middle, separates us from at least half of creation, and eventually leads to the claustrophobic and doom-haunted world of the Germanic hero sagas, however idealistic we may be. The struggle between good and evil is the primal disease of the mind, wrote the 6th century Zen master Sung Tsong, who knew what he was talking about. It is all too easy to see ourselves as fighting on God's side, to identify our ideology with what is best for the world, and use it to justify crusades, pogroms, or preemptive attacks. Projecting evil onto the world makes me unassailably right. A position is dangerous in politics, as in marriage.